Thank you. Now, I thought somebody's going to be here to help light the candles today. No one showed up. Anyway, good to have you here. Do you notice anything different in here today? How about outside? Do you notice anything different outside? I'd like to thank the guys. It would be for Alan Holman and Bob Johnson. I don't know if that would be up there or not. But thank you to you guys. I know you had, I think it was Craig and looking at your other brother and son. I think they did the outside. And the ladies did the inside yesterday. Thank you so much. Next Sunday, I just want to remind you that because you're such an awesome congregation and you've been so kind and loving to us, Sharon and I would like to treat you after the service to Niffle soup. Do you know what that is? If you like potato soup, you will like Niffle soup because Niffle's got some little dumplings in there. Not much potatoes, but that's kind of, it's in a cream kind of, it's really good stuff. And if you don't like it, there may be something else for you to have coffee with and say, I'll pass on the soup. But we just want to do that as an expression of our love back to you and just kind of our little Christmas gift to you as a congregation from us. And so my wife's got good ears, so if she hears something like, I don't like it, I'm going to have to put up with her for the next week. So anyway, that's next Sunday we will have Niffle soup. If anyone would like to stay, if you can stay, that's okay. If you can't, that's all right, we understand. But that will be, we'd love to serve you in that way, our little Christmas gift to you guys. Just want you to know that Bobby Berry, she is healthy. She is okay. She does not have influenza A. Thanks for your prayers. So if you see her around today, you go like, you shouldn't be here. I've already done that today. But just let her know that you're glad to see her and Scott here today, and that she's feeling better, and that she's also serving as well. They are, both of them are serving their treats afterwards as well. Just want to remind you that this coming week, it's Advent, which is, there's four Sundays following Thanksgiving. That's called Advent. It's kind of like before Christmas comes, there's an anticipation and then anticipation, looking forward to the Christmas time when we celebrate our Savior being born in Bethlehem on that day. So that's kind of what Advent is all about. There's an Advent wreath up here. There's one candle that's already lit here for today. One candle's lit every Sunday. And we're going to be taking a look at four names of Jesus that's given to us in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And the first one today is going to be Wonderful Counselor. And then there'll be one different name every week between now and Christmas. So I hope you take a look at what Isaiah 9, chapter 6. Chapter 9, verse 6 says. And I do want to thank Norma for knowing that all the wise men are facing the right direction out there. And, I just heard stories that numbers of years ago, because Elmer, her husband, who is not with us this year, and like to just remember all the widows this past year that have taken place, of Cheryl Meyer and Vicki Anderson, Norma Minnis. They lost their husbands this past year. And I just thought, too, Julie Hansen, you don't have a dad this year, do you? Or a mom. Mom had passed away earlier. So this is your first son. This is your first year, first Christmas coming without your dad as well. And so I remember these friends of ours that are going through these kinds of things, because it's not easy, the first of all that take place. And I wish we didn't have to do that. I wish we wouldn't have to even remind people of that along the way. But it's part of life. As we go through from the baptism of celebrating the newborns of infants coming into the world, we also sometimes have to say goodbye to those who pass on before us. I think of Jim and Peg Ebel as well. We just heard this past week that their ex-son-in-law just died suddenly up in Lakeville, Minnesota. And so we're dealing with some things too with that. But Those are just some of the things that you find in the bulletin here this morning. There is a women's luncheon coming up on Wednesday. How many ladies are planning on being a part of that? It's at Minerva's. If you don't know where Minerva's is at, put your hands up once again if you're planning on going. And you can contact one of these ladies that, that you know that is going to Minerva's. It's open to any person. Reason for the ladies' luncheon is probably the last one of the year. But it's a way of just connecting, getting to know one another around a meal. It's kind of what that's all about. Just like the men's breakfast on Saturday morning at 7:30. Boy, so that's really early, guys.
It says 7:30 p.m.
in the bulletin. 7:30 p.m.?
It does.
Well, I'm going to talk to the person who did the bulletin. We'll straighten that one out right away.
Peace be with you.
P is for p.m. when it should be a.m. Saturday, a.m., 7:30. And Dave Conway, you've been moved from Sioux Falls to Akira here in Spirit Lake. He was there probably on Friday afternoon, maybe. But that's where Dave is at. So just be in prayer for Dave and Jen, because it's difficult for Jen as well these days. So, other things, just remind you that there's a supper for the kids coming up on Wednesday, December 7th. There'll be more that will be said about that next week. And then also just be mindful that there is a musical that's going to be done by the choir that's been practicing on Wednesday nights here with Bob, and called The Breath of Heaven. That will be done on a Sunday morning, and then we will be blessed with what is being done. And you have room for any more, Bob, or is it?
No.
Is that deal?
Certainly.
Anybody else wants to join in on that, make sure you come on Wednesday at 7 o'clock to rehearse and go over the music. It's a beautiful, beautiful musical. That's all the... Oh, there's one more thing. You saw a little flyer in your bulletin. It looks like this. It has to do with the blessing box. We're just doing something a little bit different. If you know what your last name begins with, you find, like today, if it's between A and D, you just bring a box of cereal. And then next Sunday is going to be something else. You just find what your last name starts with. And it's just kind of one way to all pitch in. It's not a lot to ask for either. But just put it in the shopping cart down there for you when you come. And some you don't have to do, some if you want to. Let you know that it's being used a lot, right, Dave?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, we must come sometimes twice a day to refill this in the blessing box. So, wow. So keep that in mind. I heard last week there were some little crumb snatchers that were going up to the blessing box and eating in the nursery.
Very ingenious.
Does anybody know who that was? Well, that's what it's there for. There to be used. As long as you clean up your mess. But there's never a mess.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's have a word of prayer together this morning. And I'd like to welcome everyone that is here. Glad that you've come to join us today as we set our sights on Christmas, which is next time we get together, it's going to be in December. This is our last Sunday of November. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for everyone that is here this morning. And Lord, we know that we have had a good Thanksgiving, good traveling weather, just a lot of memories, a lot of food, and football, and all those kinds of things, maybe even a nice nap. And yet, it goes by so quickly. And now, Lord, we set our sights on Christmas, on the birth. And that's something where we just need your help, Lord, in helping us to anticipate. Even though we have celebrated Christmas many times in our lives, for some of us and for others, there hasn't been really that many Christmases. But it's a special day, Lord, and we know that salvation came to us. You left heaven to become one of us. And I have no idea what that would have been like or what it was like. But be with us as we celebrate and as we look forward to the star that shone over the child was, the star that the wise men from the east came and found the baby Jesus. Thank you for all the mystery that goes along with it, the angels to the shepherds going to the manger, and all the things that went on in Joseph and Mary's mind prior to this, as well as to the birth. And all the animals that were also probably there as well. So Lord, help today not to be a routine. Help today, Lord, just not be another Sunday that we gather together, but that we're here to meet you. We're here because we want to hear your voice to us. And so help us to have open ears and have hearts that are willing to plant the seed, that the seed will grow in good soil today in our lives. And it will grow. All because of Jesus Christ. Be with our friends that are going through a lot of different things in their lives. May they know that Jesus is always here. He's always by their side. Giving a listening ear. But he also has the power to help us. Because when we are weak, we know that you are strong. May that be the case today and every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
God's word today. Just going to read one verse, so we won't be standing long. If you can't stand, that's okay too. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Lord, may your word today, as we look at Wonderful Counselor, be one that will just counsel our hearts and bring us closer to you today, we pray. In your name, amen. You may be seated. If you want to stand longer, you can. It's okay. Names are important, and the names we find in the Bible are also important. Do you know what the word Adam means? The very first man that God created. Adam means what?
First.
I didn't hear that.
First.
Well, it's a good try. You are no longer valedictorian in the Thursday morning. I mean, Thursday, left for the one. Adam, it makes sense if he's out of the earth. First, remember God picked up some dirt and calls him Adam. You know that Eve is referred to as living, or life, mother of life. Abraham, his name used to be Abram. God said, I will change your name to be Abraham, which means that you will be a father of many nations. So we go on and on. And Jacob, his name actually means like deceiver. You know, Jacob was a twin with Esau. And later on, Jacob, his name is changed to what? Israel, yeah, Israel. Isaac, whose name is Laughter. Now, why would he be called Isaac? Now, you've got a son named Isaac. Did you laugh?
Every day.
Hey, good answer. Remember, it was Sarah who was 90 years old when she was told that she would become pregnant and give birth to a son. And she's the one that was heard laughing. And then she tried to deny it. But she gave birth to Isaac, whose name means laughter. And we could go on and on and on. We get into the New Testament, you got some names that were changed there. Names were such as Levi. Who was Levi? Levi's name was, he was a tax collector. His name was changed to Matthew. Yeah. Simon. Simon's name was changed to?
Peter.
You got the Sons of Thunder. That was their nickname. Who were the Sons of Thunder? James and John. So the disciples. You get further. After Jesus' resurrection, you find that there was one man by the name of Saul. And his name was changed to?
Oh.
Very good, very good. Jesus' name is known in the New Testament as Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean?
God
with us. Jesus, his name in particular, what does Jesus' name mean?
Born to save.
No. To save. The name Jesus means to save. If you've got the Messiah in the Old Testament, that's Hebrew for the same word you got in the New Testament, that is Greek. Messiah and what are the same? Christ. Christ in the Greek is what they call Jesus in the New Testament. In the Hebrew, which is the Old Testament, he'd be known as the Messiah. So we could go on and on and on with a lot of these different names. I just want you to know that Isaiah, he is talking about a special kind of a delivery not made by UPS or by FedEx, but is, he's saying this 600 to 700 years before it actually happens. It's a long, long time. What is it going to be like to be in 2650, if the world should last that long? But that's kind of what we're looking at. It'd be 600 to 700 years before Jesus is born. We got Isaiah, who's living at that time, who is talking about Jesus Christ coming into this world. And he gives them four names of what this, what to be looking for. And we're looking at just the first one here today, which is Wonderful Counselor. So in a lot of ways, Isaiah had to look forward to the coming Messiah. We today, we have to look backward to know who he's talking about, which is almost 2,000 years ago, which is Jesus Christ. We got the minor prophet known as Micah, who gives very specific place where he's going to be born. Micah chapter 5, verse 2, he says, there's a word in there called Ephrathah, which is translated to be Bethlehem. So if you look in your Bible at chapter 5 of Micah, verse 2, and you don't find Bethlehem in there, you might find the word starts with Ephrathah, something like that. It's talking about, that's the name of Bethlehem. So we're thinking of something very specific, that Jesus is someone who's a very unique child. And so Isaiah talks about a baby that will be given. We know that there's going to be a baby. We know that what kind of a baby it's going to be. What gender? Be a son. A son will be given. And it will be given as, which we've given, is going to be a gift. And who's he going to be given a gift to? To all mankind. To all of us. As we find in the book of the Gospel of John, the very first chapter, it tells about how God became one of us. Jesus Christ became one of us. Left heaven, became one of us. There's one big difference with him over everyone else who's been born on this planet. And what is that? Jesus was born just like we are, or were, but without sin. No sin. I wonder what that would be like. Someday we'll find out what life will be like without sin. So Jesus is very, being talked about here 600 to 700 years earlier, very specifically, be a boy that's going to be born, be given to all mankind. He is a wonderful counselor. And in the New Testament, we find this very fancy, it's not a word you'll find there, but it's one that we mention. It's called the incarnation. It's a fancy word which means in the flesh. God becoming one of us in the flesh. You have an immaculate conception. Mary is one who becomes pregnant by the Holy Spirit. It's a mystery. We don't know how that all takes place, but we know that the angel of Gabriel came to Mary and said that the Holy Spirit will be upon you and you'll give birth to a child, to a son. And they're to name him Jesus. That's not typical, because usually there'd be a different name because of the Father. He would be given a different name, not one that was completely different, but you think of the name of Jesus, it means to save. Jesus is a very unique person that comes in the history, comes on in our history, and is still here today to affect our lives as well. So Jesus is both God and man. And that's another mystery that we don't quite understand, but he's both God and man. He's referred to as the Son of Man, oftentimes in the Gospels. And those who speak about him, the Son of Man, it's a name that means something. It's messianic. It is one of talking about the Messiah that is to come. And only Jesus is given that title, the Son of Man. Sometimes the Son of God as well. So to be the wonderful counselor that he is, this child will grow up and to become, we have to ask this question, is Jesus qualified to be our counselor? Is he qualified? And if so, then why are so many people going to see counselors? Some might say, this person's wonderful. Great, because you got help from he or she. But you have Jesus who comes as a wonderful counselor. That is a place where probably is a good place to start. What does Jesus say about whatever issue you're going through in life? Of how he can be of help to you? Now you have to go into God's Word to find what that is. And oftentimes people do not go to God's Word. They just deal with the here and now of the issues that are facing them or what they're in, and they never ask, well, what would God says about this, what I'm going through? Well, let's just go to a counselor. But we're going to go to a counselor where no one knows we're going to. So I don't want anyone to know that I'm seeing a counselor. Have you ever heard that before? So let's get far away from Spirit Lake or Milford. Let's go to some place where no one will see us. Like Hartley. Something like that. Maybe it'll be way beyond it. Maybe Sioux Falls. Maybe you have to go to a different state. I don't know. Well, Sioux Falls is a different state than Iowa. But I got 7 reasons here why Jesus is qualified to be a counselor. The first one is that he is eternal. Go to someone who has always lived, never had a beginning, never has an end. Before you and I were, he was. He's always been. Go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. You'll find that there's only one person who can be talking about. It's Jesus. It's talking about Jesus Christ. The next one is that he is man. Jesus came and lived among us, which means he understands everything that we go through in life. He knows what you're going through. And if he knows what you're going through, he's also one that is here to come to help. And also sometimes to give a listening ear when no one else seems to have the time to do that. But he's walked where we have already walked. And he understands. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it talks about that Jesus is full of grace and truth. Tells us a little bit something about him, that he's going to be honest with you. And he comes because he loves you. And he cares about you. And all the things that happen in this life. Which goes to the next point, is because he loves you. That's why he's qualified. Most counselors will kind of keep you at an arm's length. You know? Or they got a big desk in front of them, and you're in a chair or a couch. But they're trained to say, keep people at an arm's distance. Do not let them get closer than that. When it comes to Jesus, he doesn't keep us at an arm's length. But he makes our problem his problem. He loves us not because we are lovable, but it's because he's God and God is love. But he makes our problems his problems. He understands. He encourages you. John 16:33. Remember, in this world you will have trouble. But he says, take heart. I have overcome the world. In me you may have peace. I think that's the very last name that is given here by Isaiah, the Prince of Peace. Not PM, but M. Peace. He knows your heart. He's able to look beyond the veneer. Sometimes I think that we're like onions. You know, you take off pieces, different layers of the onion before you get into the middle of the onion. Jesus is able to see what the real issue is, what the real problem is in every one of us. We don't have to put on a front because he can see right through it. We don't put on a smoke screen. We don't try to pull the wool over God's eyes because he can see right through that. He knows exactly what you're dealing with. He knows your heart. Jeremiah 17:10 tells us about that. It says, I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind. Another good thing about a counselor is this. This is why he's wonderful, is because he's very patient with you. And 2 Peter 3:9. His patience is for a good reason. His patience is that we come to repentance. You know, a counselor cannot do a whole lot if you're not willing to say, forgive me, or I'm sorry, I'm at fault here. I need to change something within me. And I've tried, it doesn't work, I need God's help. I need to rely on him. He wants us to come to repentance, which is a turn, which are you walking away from God now to turn back to him and say, I'm sorry, I need forgiveness. You see that need in your life. The last one is that he prays for you, and he's the only one that can change your heart. A good counselor does not protect us from the problems of life. Instead, he prepares us for life's problems. I'll say that again. A good counselor does not protect us from the problems of life. Instead, he prepares us for life's problems. So a wonderful counselor helps you to see why you are the way that you are. Why you react the way that you react. What are some of the trigger points? What causes you to react and go that direction when something happens? A good counselor will try to help you to see, okay, this is probably what's going on and why you're taking it the way that you do. There could be a misunderstanding that we need to be aware of. There's failures in our lives that we need to be aware of. Sometimes we get down to it's called tough love. You know what tough love is? It's doing something that you don't want to do. But tough love needs to be said. Counselor knows that what he or she is going to say to you, you're not going to like it. But just being honest and truthful, if you want to get better, this is something you need to really deal with. Something you need to think about and pray about. Whatever a wonderful counselor will do, it is there to help you in your situation to bring about a change where you become healthy again. There's a wholeness that goes along with that. If you want to find yourself, you need to get close to Jesus. What sins have been going on in my life that I have not been dealing with that keeps me from God, but also is affecting my relationships with people around me? Are you always right? Can you say easily, I was wrong, you were right? Every time my wife says, yeah, you were right, I always go like, what'd you say? But I also need to know that I need to admit when I'm wrong. I'm going like, hey, I was wrong. You were right. I should listen to you. It goes both ways. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, can't believe the Lutheran Church would do that. Just want to sum it up here. The results are always left up to you. And the counselor points things out to you. It's always left up to you. A counselor cannot fix your problems, but I really believe that Jesus can. And that's why I mentioned him so many times. I look at here in Isaiah, you know, before Jesus is born, 600 to 700 years before he even comes onto the scene, he's calling him a wonderful counselor. And we need counseling over and over again as sinners. Because you know something? We're all messed up. We're all messed up. I hope you do not look at the pastor saying, well, there's nothing wrong in his life. He's got it all together. I'm messed up too. And I need Jesus. And if I didn't have Jesus, I wouldn't be here, for one thing. Who knows how many times I would have been divorced? How many times I would have kicked my kids? Who knows? But Jesus made a huge difference in my life. I know he will in yours too. Because it's only Jesus that has the power to change you and me. And he can change your relationship with God. And he does that when we put our faith in him first. That's where it all starts. Lord, I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. And I don't understand all that that entails, but I know I need your help. I need your presence and power in my life. And I believe that Jesus can do that. And he can change your relationship with those closest to you as well. Anybody here needs to have a little 60,000 mile checkup? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a wonderful counselor. Thank you that we have you to go to. And we look forward to celebrating your birth that will be here shortly. Lord, I pray for those that are here today that need to get to know you as a wonderful counselor. There's nothing wrong in going to a counselor. But it does get expensive. And here we have so much right here at our fingertips. If we would just seek you in how to be a friend, how to deal with people, how to just live and serve you the way that you teach us and tell us in your word. And maybe that's the place where we start, just saying, Lord, I'm just going to start reading your word more. And if there's some issues that I need to work on, I know it says it somewhere in the Bible. Maybe I need to talk to the pastor saying, okay, I need some help here on scripture. Where does God talk about this and that? So Lord, we come to you today and we admit that we are all a mess. None of us is perfect here other than Jesus himself. And so may he be the one that we always look to and always come to. And help us to remember him, that he's the wonderful counselor. It means he'll take us where we're at. He'll deal gently with us. He will listen to us. He will tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear, as a way of restoring us to be the person that you want us to be. And so we ask this, Lord, that you would come and work in every heart that's here today, and those that are listening by Zoom as well. In Jesus' name I pray. And so we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. We pray as well. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Let us stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together. If you can't stand, if you can't, that's okay. Just sit where you are. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Receive the benediction and invite the last song and dismiss us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.